Welcome to another week of Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, presented by PNC Bank and in association with Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine. Tonight we're coming to you from Medina at Ken Duke Stadium, where we saw the Medina Bees take on the Kenston Bombers. Tonight we are joined by Medina senior Kaylee Kralovic, who is on the news team and was in the front row of the student section tonight, which was buzzing. Kaylee, can you talk to us a little bit about what you saw tonight from the front row of the student section?
It was crazy. What we saw, it was insane. The Swarm was getting all hype. And then on the field, I mean, it was insane. Jimmy Dahl with 5 touchdowns. And you just saw the whole team was together. It was teamwork from start to finish. It was just an insane game.
After a big kick return, Medina's quarterback, John Curtis, caps off B's first drive with an 11-yard quarterback sweep, putting Medina up 7-0. Medina's defense forced Kenston's first series to go 4 and out, giving the ball back with great field position to the Bees. On the ensuing drive, John Curtis connects with Jimmy Dahl, who breaks a bunch of Bombers tackles for a 35-yard score, putting the Bees up 14-0. After Dahl's touchdown, Bryce Moran recovers a fumble for the Bees, setting the offense up on the 43-yard line. With 5:53 left in the second quarter, John Curtis connects with Dylan Fultz on a 7-yard slant, putting the Bees up 21-0. With 2 minutes left in the first quarter, Jimmy Dahl rushes for 13 yards, putting Medina up 28-0. At the beginning of the second quarter, Medina's John Curtis rushes for 25 yards out, putting Medina up 35-0. Kenston finally found some rhythm and got the ball moving and got down to the 6-yard line before being intercepted by T.J. Scorsese, who returned at 62 yards, setting up another Jimmy Dahl touchdown, making it 42-0 Medina. Midway through the second quarter, Kenson finally finds the end zone with a 5-yard strike to Keyshawn Morrell, making it 42-7. Medina's Jimmy Dahl breaks off an incredible 72-yard rushing touchdown, rumbling all the way, making it 49-7. At the end of the first half, John Curtis connects with Andrew Ellis in the corner of the end zone, putting the Bees up 56-7 at half. It didn't take long for Jimmy Dahl to find the end zone again. This time, he runs it in from 44 yards out, making it 63-14 Medina. The Bees cap the night with a 22-yard score from Gavin Montgomery, putting the final score at 70-14 Medina.
It's a great start. Obviously, anytime you can win a football game, you're pretty pleased. And, you know, it's not easy to win football games. Everybody thinks it is. But, you know, the expectations are high for this team. We set the bar very high at the beginning of the year. We have a lot of returning starters. Our kids believe they can be a championship-level team. So to start 2-0 and the way the kids are practicing, that's what's nice to see is how they're practicing. They're practicing at a championship level. So it's really encouraging to see, and hopefully the kids build on it every week.
I give all the credit to offensive line. I mean, they've been working hard this whole season, and they've been able to open up holes for me this whole 2 games, and it's really been huge in our offense. Our defense has been phenomenal. I give credit to our front four. Those guys have been working hard this whole season, and they've been able to make it easy on our safeties, corners, and linebackers. So it's really been a big help.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for the second week of Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week. Be sure to log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community to see next week's matchups and cast your vote.
Go Bees!